Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. We got, oh, look at outdoors.
What TK got going on?
TK,
got a little three-season porch, and the season starts now.
I see you.
Yeah,
we outside, literally. Yeah. We outside today.
So are the screens up, or is that glass?
That's screen. So
wow.
Glass is, I think, four seasons. I don't know why. Wouldn't it just be a patio then? This is all screen, so everything, you can feel the air coming
So you don't have the
nice.
You don't have the glass. Like, you can't pop the screens out and put glass up.
I guess you could.
Oh,
there's like a million doors too. There's like two doors and then one door to the inside.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you guys can see the backyard from here.
Now, hopefully,
that's that East Coast right
there. Hopefully,
De'Aaron
makes an appearance.
I know. I saw Vivica earlier today. She was walking down the street just chilling.
And you can differentiate the two.
Yeah, what's going on with you? You got a little something going on?
Yes,
you got
it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
I've had that before.
Yeah, no good. No good when you talk 7 hours a day.
Yeah, you got the did you get the medicine ball from yeah, you know what it is.
Medicine
people who talk for a living, they know about that secret In-N-Out burger medicine ball from Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's medicine like the bomb.
It's the bomb. I could go for a medicine ball right now and it's hot out.
What you think about tonight? Kings, Warriors, G1C. What you think?
I wish I was rocking there with you guys so much. You know, that's all I could really think about was like, man.
Kings were 2-0 when you were in the Golden 1 Center last year.
Yeah, we were like, man, I wish I could just run that baby back, you know. One of my co-hosts is on the early show. He's doing 6-9 for this whole week. I might have tried to do that. But I can't get too greedy because I'm hoping that you guys figure out a way to beat the Pelicans after they get smacked by the Lakers. I think it's going to be close. I think a lot of people believe that the Kings are going to get beat down. If you're a betting person, if the Kings go up double digits in the first half, you probably have to take the Warriors as, you know, underdogs against the spread. Not to win, but just to cover that big number, because I think there's no shot that the Warriors are going home for the season without a big-time fight. And we had Willie Z on, who's on today with you guys, right? He came on before me, or he's after me?
He's after.
After. So let's spill a little of the Willie Z insight tea. If you didn't listen to the episode of the Heat Check, statistically speaking, Warriors and the Kings both are going to give up threes and not give up a lot of points in the paint or opportunities in the paint. So if we can get Davion going and we can get Keon going and De'Aaron Fox going, I think there's a real shot. I'm a little concerned about Keegan because I watched him have some bad games in the playoffs against the Warriors, and then I watched him have some good games. So I'm not going to rely on his three-point shooting to be what gets it done, but defensively, it's going to be a whole different story, right? You're gonna have Keon on Steph one-on-one pretty much the whole beginning of the game and see what happens from there. No blitzing. I think there cannot be any blitzing. I think Steph is way more scary when he's being double-teamed and getting the ball to the open man than he's just being D'd up one-on-one. So, I think it's going to come down to who makes shots. And what I saw in those first two games, it was tough. You know, making shots was tough. And without Malik Monk as the spark plug to get you those razzle-dazzle buckets, I don't know who's going to be the one to step up. And I'm a little worried about Sabonis. He seems to get pushed around against the Warriors' big men. Is that going to happen against Trayce Jackson-Davis? I don't know. Are they going to pull out Kevon Looney from the crypt? Are they going to dust him off for this matchup? Because that's what I want to know. Kevon Looney had like 22 boards in this matchup in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, we kind of, some people kind of forget about that. The offensive rebounding was obviously a huge issue against the Warriors last year. And some of that was Kevon Looney. A lot of that was Kevon Looney and what he was able to do. So I'm with you, Trista. Like, I don't know. Guy hasn't played. He's not really in the rotation or nothing like that. They're just going to dust them off and bring them out there and expect them to get, you know, another 15 to 20 rebounds and stop Sabonis again. That seemed to be asking a lot. But if he's not playing, I think one of the keys is dominating the boards in this game, both offensively and defensively for either team.
Yeah, that'll be big. That'll be really big. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. The big man matchup is curious to me. And then obviously you've got Kuminga and Pajemski, who were not, I mean, Kuminga was getting played off the floor. We were watching him get barbecued chicken. Yeah. Like, he could barely stay in there. Was it game one or game two where it was immediate? Like, yep, you got to go. The 6 minutes that you've been on the floor. What was it, game two? Yeah. The 6 minutes you've been on the floor, we've given up like 11 straight buckets. So he now plays 30 minutes, and defending him's tough, but I don't know how he's going to do defensively. And then Pajemski, he's so big, he's versatile, and like, I don't know how he's gonna factor in either. So there's new players for both teams that I think change the complexion of this matchup. I think it's gonna be a lower scoring game though, honestly. I think defense is gonna be, you know, the moniker of what both teams try to achieve.
That's interesting. You go back to the last time they played, it was 134 to 133. The thing that I keep getting hung up on with that one, TK, HB had 39 in that one.
That was crazy.
HB Harrison had 39 in that game, and the Kings won by one. And we've been talking about how everything has to go perfect. It's got to go perfect for Sacramento without Malik. It's got to go perfect without Kevin Huerter. You got 39 from Harrison Barnes. Any one by one. I mean, I'll take it. I'm just saying, whew, that's tough.
Is this win sweeter to you guys? So say Kings send our dubs, our illustrious dubs home, and then lose to the Pelicans again. Does that feel better than playing the Lakers, beating the Lakers and like getting swept, like, and you know, like, does the feeling of sending the Warriors home have a special feeling to you?
And they don't make the playoffs? No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Not for me. Not for me.
It like, does have a little juice.
Not for me. So my thing when today started was, and this wasn't my thing when today started, this was my thing when I realized we got a 9-10. Like, you've got to win two games. It was, I don't even know, like, not that I won't be excited, but how much do you really gloat? How much do you really have fun, you know, with Bonte and Butch if the Kings win? Because they got to win another game. They could both be home by the weekend. That's what I've been hung up on. Now, I would love for the Kings to test this. I would love for them to, okay, we got the dub. How you feel now? I would love for that to happen. But right now I feel like, nah, I wouldn't. I need that. I want them to get to the playoffs.
I mean, and you're right about that, like in general. Like the goal is the playoffs. That's what you want. But I'll tell you like this, I'd have a good time with it. Find me on Twitter if the Kings win tonight. I'm going to have a good old time with it. It's in the drafts. It's ready to go. Come Thursday, then I'll be like, all right, well, job's not done. You still got to get to the playoffs. But Wednesday and Tuesday night, I'm going to have a good time. Because that could go for anything, right? Like if you – like last year, you know, the how much are the Warrior fans really gloating to us because they got their ass beat in the very next round? You know what I mean? Like that could just keep going. So my whole point is you enjoy in the moment wins, and especially against these rivalry teams.
It's going to be a vibe in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a vibe in there.
They got the
you guys
the
are ready, like you're
seats.
In you're in your courtside. You guys are in like courtside apparel right now.
I'm never
like
courtside.
A t-shirt that I'm seeing from
you see what he got Kenny, on.
I'm never courtside.
Kenny, you know, I'm seeing I'm what just, Kenny's got on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
This is some don't certified Keith.
What
right
you got
here.
Some Keith on right now? I need some Keith. Keith? You got some Keith on? That's your brand.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know what I've got on? I've got a vintage t-shirt that my mom had in 1970. From Yngwie Malmsteen, a rocker t-shirt. So
that t-shirt probably worth $250
real
right
talk,
now.
Real talk, real talk. Because Trista, I think she got a deal with Kith. Every time I turn around, she got
I wish I had a deal with Kith. I would shout it from the rooftop. I might. Yo, did you tell Kenny what I told you?
No, nobody texted me. Nobody texted me.
No, I didn't
me
know.
Anything.
I didn't know.
It's nothing.
I didn't know if
DK,
I
should. She used to
the chat.
She used to FaceTime. Now she's
yo, okay. Yeah. Y'all might want
to
hear
I'll
this one.
I'll break this to the chatty house. I haven't told anybody about it because it hasn't come of anything yet. But listen, I'm on the phone with my buddy. When did I text you? Was it Saturday night?
Sunday
night. Saturday or Sunday night. I'm on the phone, and I'm like checking my Instagram, right? And I see that I've got my headphones in, so the Instagram message comes through the AirPods, uh-huh. Right? And I look at my DMs and I'm like, what's this? It's like, yo, blah, blah, blah. Content is fire. I want to talk business with you. And I'm like, what is this whack ass like account? You know, that it's like, what is this solicitation? Because people are always doing that on LinkedIn. Like, do you need help with your podcast? Like, and they're like from India, right? And I'm like, is that the, and it's Cameron, bro. It's Cameron.
That's a shoot.
Man, we up.
Yeah, it's a
we
shoot.
We up. Yo, we up, man. Yo, Johnny,
wait. Wait, there's more.
So I click on it and I'm like, is this the real Cameron? 3.1 million followers.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, bet, let's do this. I DM him back and I'm like, yeah, big fan of your content as well. Yeah. Like, I've been a fan of yours since, like, Dipset, like, in my youth. Like, hit me up, and yeah. he sends me his number.
Come on, man. We up, man. We up. Oh, let's go. Snap, we up. Hey.
I just told her don't forget about us.
You know what it is. We talking that sports. We talking that biz. You know the vibes. Yeah. Come on, man. We up. We up, Tristan. Yeah, Tristan. Y'all, now, get him on the stream on one of the Tuesdays, man. Come on, man.
I'm telling you,
let's do it.
That's how we get the collaboration with Kim. That's how. Fine. And I was listening to the, you know, Might Delete Later, and I was listening with a friend of mine and to the that 2024 song, like We Ready or whatever. And I was like, man, this sounds so old school. And I didn't have the title of the song with like the features. I was like, man, this. Am I tripping? Is it just like, you know, when you're around something and then so everything reminds you that? I was like, is it just me or does this song kind of sound like a 2002 Diplomatic Immunity song? Is this Dipset? And I was like, Cameron on the song. And like J. Cole literally rapping like his ass off like he's Cameron.
Man, I missed that track too. Now it's gone. I didn't even get a chance to listen. Some people told me about it and I didn't get a chance to hear it.
I don't think the album's gone.
Oh, just 7 Minute
Drill? No, 7 Minute Drill is gone. Okay.
Yeah,
album's still there.
The album's still there. Yeah, and the album is really good.
It is.
Really good.
I told TK, hey, don't forget about us.
That's what I'm saying. What? Come on, man.
I said, it's us.
Come on, man. We up there.
Forget about who?
That's so fire.
Trista, Cam, and Mace. That's Let's go.
Well, as the chat pointed out, they did lose one of their guests recently, so they might need to.
I said, is this because I was thinking in my head, is this because OJ died? Am I going to replace OJ?
Yeah.
And what's crazy, is people like folks in the chatty house, I think, I don't know who it is, but for the last like 6 months, I've been getting people tagging it is what it is in my videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, it is what it is. Like, you guys that's are dope. Similar humor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
We don't give a damn. We'll say all of them, you know, we'll say what it is.
That reminds me, you and I need to link, like we either need to link up tomorrow or this weekend. Because tomorrow's our short day, or we could do it over the weekend, but we need to.
Yeah.
TK going to send D'Lo and Casey to another level. I'll tell you about it.
Come on, man. Oh, nobody tell me nothing around here, man. I'll be out here. Nobody tell me nothing.
I'm sorry. Okay, the business is on the left. The party is on the right.
No, this is also the dude that threw me under the Keegan Murray bus.
When? I didn't throw you under the bus. I just explained what was going on. That's it. Okay. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, no.
TK, no, she's getting a call. It's fine because she's on her phone. She's getting a call right now. It's good. It's fine.
What happened?
Well, you went dark for a second. You're good now.
Got
it. All right. For those that aren't watching, Trista just vanished. She's just gone.
Stand by.
I'm back.
I got a call
and I couldn't. I have to put it on do not disturb.
Did you guys? We all got the iPhones. Did you guys do the update?
Have they done anything?
They forced the update on us.
Because
I wouldn't have done it, but. One of the new things they have, I remember when they talked about this like 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Now they have if you try to FaceTime somebody and they don't pick up, you leave the FaceTime voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I did that to you when you didn't answer during your birthday.
That's cab. And I called right back.
You did, but I did leave that message for you via video.
Kenny's one of them dudes who has like 400 messages. On their phone.
Oh yeah,
that's cap.
Yeah.
That's just my emails, not my text messages.
Okay.
That's why people don't text you about things because they're like, I'm gonna get all excited to share something exciting with Kenny, and then he's just not going to reply.
Text your boy, man.
Yeah, that's a shoot. Text
your boy.
What else do you think about the rest of the playing games? I think you said a second ago you got the Lakers losing to the Pelicans.
No, I've got the Lakers smacking the Pelicans up.
Oh, okay.
Why do you feel that way?
I just don't think that this is a good matchup for the Pelicans at all. It feels like without Brandon Ingram, and like he's back, but he's not really back, right? Like he's on a minutes restriction. He doesn't look fluid. He doesn't look like himself. He looked okay. And everybody that I talked to says, like, he looked okay. But the truth is, the Lakers are just leaning into their big lineup and – they're just too imposing, physically imposing for a team that has lost all faith in Jonas Valanciunas. He's just barely playing minutes. They're starting Larry Nance Jr. That's a bad matchup, I think, against AD and Rui. Like, you're having Zion post up against guys that he cannot move, and that just changes the entire complexion of what they want to do. CJ McCollum is essentially their major scoring option. And I, as a Portland Trailblazer fan, he's not your number one guy. So without Brandon Ingram fully healthy and the way that the Pelicans perform when everything is on the line and chips are on the table, like they needed that game against the Lakers to be the sixth seed and stay out of the whole Denver Nugget nonsense. And then they could have played a team like the Suns, which they just dominated 2 weeks ago, right? But instead, that's not what it is. They get smacked before anything even happens. Well, they have like 21 turnovers in the first half. Nuts. So I don't see anything being different 2 days from the last time that they've played. And doesn't it feel a little like the in-season tournament as well, the way that last matchup went? Like they just got bullied.
It's crazy to hear somebody talk about the Pelicans in this manner.
Right.
After what we see from the Pelicans every time.
Right.
They beat the hell out of the Kings. Trista, did you know? This is crazy. Do you know what CJ McCollum is shooting from three against the Kings this year?
80%?
Close. 71.
That's ridiculous.
No. He's probably ridiculous. Shot like 43s and he's shooting 71% against the Kings.
And that's why the law of like deduction doesn't work. Because what are you, 4-0 against the Lakers this year? Mm-hmm. And 0-4 against the Pelicans?
0-5.
0-5 against the Pelicans? So it's one of those scenarios where, but and then the Lakers dominate the Pelicans. It's just a game of matchups, right? Mm-hmm. And Kings do not match up well with the Pellies.
We're 3-1 against the Nuggets, too.
3-1 against the Nuggets.
We, because I'm out there getting my minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, we. How do you think, let's talk about optimism. Right? Glass half full, three quarters full instead of, you know, one quarter. Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you play, we play the Thunder, which would be an absolute dream matchup to see in person. I would love that. How do you think the Kings match up with the Thunder?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pretty good.
I think they match up really
well.
They beat
them. Well, it went 2-2. Then this last time they played them without Monk, and they blew a 20-point lead. They were up 20. Ended up losing that game. Sabonis seems to be a little, I want to say too physical, because Chet holds his own, but his physicality gives Chet some problems. And with the guys that they have now that play a lot, they have a lot of guys to throw at SGA. Mm-hmm. So they match up pretty well with the Thunder.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the Kings, in their full operational form, match up great against the Thunder. You know, what that will look like in terms of Malik should the Sacramento Kings manage to win a couple of games in a row here, what that might look like for Malik and a potential return, who knows. But I think that's one of the more attractive matchups for Sacramento is the one against Oklahoma City.
I think so, too. I would have loved to see the Denver series as well. But, like, truth be told, this team shouldn't even be in the plan. Like, Kings should be sitting in the 5 seed or succeed and be done with this whole thing. It's very annoying.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, I because Tristan, you know, it's my girl, you know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure she gets to do whatever she needs to do, whatever she likes to do. Tristan, tell me about the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, does Damian Lillard look like the saddest human being on earth to you when he's at the free throw line?
You see, Stephen A. say he went out.
What do you say?
Stephen A. say he might went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't request a trade 2 years in a row.
No.
He said, "Watch
no,
me.
You cannot."
You're flirting with James Harden status at this point.
Now
like,
you go from being the most liked dude in the league to like, oh, he's on some other stuff.
Don't ever go James Harden status.
No, like that's when you really jump the shark. I said it when he was walking down whatever that street is, Milwaukee, when he first got traded there, and he had his kids on both arms, and he's kind of like half-heartedly waving, you know, shoulder, shoulder, wrist, wrist. And I'm like, he does not look happy. He does not look happy in his tour through the facility. He does not look happy down the streets of Milwaukee. This is not a destination, obviously, he was intending to go. And maybe great basketball situation, but now the basketball situation doesn't look great either, and you've got Giannis with a strained calf, which we saw Kevin Durant with a strained calf. He came back a month later and tore his Achilles. So I think they need to be extremely careful with that. But out, outside of whatever's happening in his personal life, because obviously there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. When they were playing against the Magic, he looked, it was like quarter one, guys. Have you ever been out way too late, or you're going through something and you have to go to work the next day and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look like hell. I look like the cat drug in. That was Dame Lillard at the free throw line. Bags under his eyes, sadness, like not tears welling or anything, but just like almost that dead look that emanates from your soul when you're just trying to keep your stuff together. That was him. He looked like he was 47 years old out there against a Magic team that were last year 100-1 to win their own division. It's a wrap. And now they play a team like the Indiana Pacers that's beaten them 4 out of 5 times, and you don't have Giannis.
Oof.
You better hope Tyrese Halliburton still has a finicky hamstring. You better hope. Or it's getting bad.
What do you think, to talk a little bit more about Milwaukee, because of some things that we've heard, what are you hearing about Giannis possibly wanting out?
Well, I don't think he really wanted, from what I understand, wanted to sign that extension. But then you trade for Dame, which is the last time he signed his extension was when they traded for Drew and then they won the title. It was kind of like forcing his hand. Mm. But Giannis has said many, many times, listen, if I don't think we're a contending team, I'm out of here. Anywhere I go, I need to be progressing towards winning. And that's coming from a guy who didn't even think that first round exit against the Heat was a failure. He thought it was just a step to success. But he's willing to put pressure on the front office. He's willing to put pressure on the ownership and has been that way since he became a superstar. So I think if they get bounced to the Pacers, you're like, yo, I don't even know what is happening. Chris Middleton looks damaged and not himself. Brooke Lopez is getting older. Bobby Portis can't be the connective tissue. And then you've lost a lot of shooters like Grayson Allen. I mean, this is just a team on the brink of a full rebuild. Like, they are just teeter-tottering.
You think Philly gets past Miami?
I don't know. I don't know about Joel Embiid's health. If Joel Embiid was fully healthy, I would say yeah. But Boston's going to have their hands full with either one of those matchups, honestly. And obviously a lot of that hinges on Joel Embiid's health. And is Terry Rozier healthy? He's been having some weird neck issues. Tyler Hero, he's been having some stuff. Like, Duncan Robinson's been having some stuff. But in general, like, you can't really count out the Heat. I took them 16-1 to win the East simply because April's their favorite time of year.
Mm.
So you feel like it's not just easy work for Boston in these playoffs?
No. Mm. I think it should be. They've obviously got the horses. Mm-hmm. You've got Derek White, who's going to be potentially an all-NBA defender. You've got Drew Holiday, who I think when he's at his best, is one of the best, if not the best, on-ball defenders in the league. You've got Tatum, who's a good two-way defender. Jaylen Brown is a good two-way defender, and these guys can all score. And then you've got Kristaps Porzingis, who really kind of shapes things in a new way in terms of how they want to play basketball in a way that Joe Mazzulla really didn't have in order to play his style of basketball. So, yeah, they should rip through everybody. Mm. But the problem is what – we say it is always, which is like, what happens if a little pressure gets put on them? What happens if they're falling behind? What happens if they have a lead? Like, maybe they have a 3-1 series lead, and then now it's 3-2. How does their butt start to pucker? And, like, what type of decisions do they make? Do they continue to play team basketball? Or does Jason Tatum decide he's going to take unnecessary step back 30 footers that are contested? That's just like what he does. Tough shots he has no business taking, instead of what I want to see Tatum do is put his head down and get to the rim. That's what he, like, put your pretty face in the line of fire and see what it is.
Trista, on the, what is this called, Four Seasons Porch or something like that.
Three Seasons Porch.
She doesn't.
No winter.
Don't do it in the winter. She doesn't like physically look like a grandma. She looks like she's like in her mid-20s. But she's got a grandma look right now. Where she's in her rocking chair.
Well, the rocking chair,
birds, the way. Yeah, it's just, the grandma just, crick. Grandma just crick.
Sitting back telling stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you, TK. We need to light the beam tonight.
Yes.
That's all.
Light it, baby. Warm me up on that beam, baby.
Let's go.
You know what it is.
Trista Santana set. You already know the vibes.
TK, we'll see you next week. Did she freeze? She did. She in fact froze and disappeared. No, it was good.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.